Okay, Mr. Surge, will you read us back into open session, please? Yes.
Whereas the Coburg Town Council has convened a closed meeting on the state pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.23712 of the Code of Virginia requires certification by the Coburg Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore be it resolved that the Coburg Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one only public business matter is lawfully exempt from open meeting requirement or discussed and or considered for which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the closed meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburg Town Council. Carl Scollins, Joe Steele, Sharon Steele, Devin T. Mooney, Jeff Kaiser.
Okay, do we have any action resulting from closed session?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You doing it?
Well.
Go ahead, whoever has action.
I would like to rescind what we voted on to about the policy. Section 3.3 in the personnel policy. Until we've had a little more time to talk to the department heads and make sure that everybody understands what we're wanting to do here.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to rescind the personnel policy 3.3 in hiring of Town of Coburg personnel. Is there any discussion? I will just make the comment that I will not vote to be in favor of this, but I'm obviously one of five votes, but I will let fellow council members know that you are held accountable to make sure that people do what we ask, Or be disciplined, or have some kind of not, oh, they didn't do it this time, they didn't do it this time, they didn't do it this time, and to keep continuing to allow it to go the way it is. So if we're going to go this route, then you all are responsible, and you all are being held accountable for making sure that these department heads are doing what they're supposed to do.
Understood.
Any more discussion?
I'll just add to that the council is responsible for any decision that is made by council, whether it's something that one person agrees to, two person agrees to, or whatever. Well, it's got to be three for it to become a policy or a whatever. But council is accountable for everything in this town.
And we should hold people to high standards and follow through with that accountability. Any other comments for discussion? Okay, Mr. Sturgill, if you'll do a roll call vote, the motion is to rescind the personnel policy vote tonight that dealt with Section 3.3 in regards to hiring Town of Coburg personnel.
Carl Scollins?
For the time being, yes.
Joe Steele?
No, this is,
to rescind.
To rescind. I vote yes.
Sharon Steele?
Yes.
No.
Jeff Kaiser?
I get to vote yes this time.
All right, motion carries. Any other action resulting from closed session? Okay, the next item is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comment.
Mr. Kaiser.
Oh, I've got a couple. In the near future coming up, let me look at my calendar here. Bear with me a couple minutes. It's my doctor's appointment. Let's work on on November the 23rd, the Christmas Bazaar starts at 10 o'clock here in the Depot Building, going until 4 o'clock. I think that there's at least 10 vendors already for that, and they're wanting to hopefully add some additional vendors down in the smaller section where we normally have closed session. I don't know if that's going to work or not after being down there tonight. But that's in the works then. I'm sure Mr. Mooney will be going more in depth with this on the November the 30th. It's the holidays, Home for Holidays in Coburg. I know that the Coburg Improvement Association is doing hot chocolate for that. I hope that we have the numbers of people that we expect to have there because there's a lot of hot chocolate. If not, everybody's got to drink a lot of hot chocolate.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Let's see, Thanksgiving is November or the 28th. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. The banners outside will be going down off of the railing on Sunday, the 17th of this month, which is this coming Sunday.
What time do you all plan to meet to take those down? Have you set a time
yet? Haven't set a time yet. A lot of that depends upon the availability of the Job Corps to help us, because they, without those guys, you can't do stuff in this town like you really want to. Let's see if there's anything else on here coming up before council meeting. Okay, Christmas parade is on December the 6th. I think we have Santa Claus lined up for that already. He's looking in fine form over there. Last time I saw him with his beard. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm sure everyone else is also. And then we have our council meeting on the 9th, so December, so we'll add that at a later date. I do want to say that I think what the council has done tonight with rescinding this policy is the best thing that could happen for the town of Coburn at this point in time. I do think that, you know, it's something that can be worked out without doing the "you got to do it." I think that we've got to trust your department heads. We hired them, and, you know, of course, we can fire them if we want to, but I think we've got to put the faith in them to do their job. And I applaud council for rescinding that tonight. And that's about all I've got to say. Thanks for everybody for everything you do.
Mr. Steele.
Yes, I appreciate all my council people. And I do respect each and every one of them for their feelings and whether they agreed with me or disagreed with me. I think our hearts are all in the right place. And I appreciate Travis and Jimmy for working together like they do. And I had a big question answered tonight that I always wanted to know. Well, I found it out. And I guess I should have asked a long time ago, but I thank you, fellow council people, for agreeing to disagree and then doing what we did. And I think it was the right thing to do until we can get a little more input in on it. And I do understand, you know, Mayor, that you want accountability. We all want accountability, and I'll do my best to make sure what I can do on that. But I think what Jeff was saying, we all are in this together, not just me by myself. And I kind of felt like I flopped tonight. Will, I thank you for your input always on guiding us and directing us and what's legal, and for all the documentation that you send out in a very timely manner. You don't fool around. It's bam. Thank you. Yes. And I appreciate that. Jimmy, I appreciate you and what you do. And like I said, I'm looking at somebody that was ready to try to do something with you, and it's not the right thing to have done. I've got to allow you to be able to do your job. And I know there's been some disagreements in the past, but I think that those disagreements and things can be rectified. So, I'm looking, and I guess all of us are. We're looking at each other, but we're all in this together. And that's the thing we got to understand. We're all in this together to make it work. So I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm sorry I've run my mouth so much, but thank you. Thank
you. Mrs. Steele.
I don't disagree that we need accountability. for everything that's done, whether it's me or them or those or whoever. It comes from everybody and not just me, myself. And we all need to work together to pull all this off and make it work smoothly. And as long as we are doing that, I think it'll go better. But when we're not doing that and we're not taking into account for everybody, it doesn't work well. And I didn't mean to step on your toes, and I maybe did mean to kick you in the shin, but it's because I want better. I want more clarity. I want to know what's going on. There's been things that's happened in this town that because there wasn't enough clarity, bad things happened. And I don't want to see those things ever appear again in the town of Coburn, be it in the police department or town hall, and it's happened in both places. And it's our job as the five of us to be the set the goal of being accountable across the board and being transparent, not only with your fellow councilmen or your higher supervisors or the people that we have sitting here every week to watch us. What we do affects everybody, and how we do it affects everybody. We need to take that all into account when we are doing what we're doing. All that being said, I'm not mad at him. He could have voted no and should have, probably, but he didn't. And Home for the Holidays is coming up, and it is, as best I can tell, I've had people still calling, asking to come to it. So, Jeff, you might not have enough hot chocolate.
And we use smaller cups.
Start cutting back on them. And I hope the police department can do something, whatever they want to do. I don't know if you've talked to Mr. the head of that program is right here. But doing that, and Santa is working hard at trying to be good so he can be Santa. And he needs a ride. Do we know what happened to his sleigh, and how did you ride last year?
It was raining.
And you rode inside
the
truck.
And I rode in the fire truck. And I haven't contacted
Santa can't climb up on top of that fire truck.
It's hard for
me. Is there a way of lifting Santa up on top of that? Because I'm going to tell you something. There's a photo of Santa
waving
on top of that,
waving.
That's absolutely, it's the spine-chilling moment of Christmas. I've only had one other spine-chilling moment bigger than that one. And that's when I met the number one Santa Claus in Atlanta, Georgia, about 40 years ago. I mean, the real dude.
Well, the sleigh, David Moses at Camp 18, has made that available to us.
We had the sleigh, but it got broken?
It did by accident. And we've got it repaired. And I just got to make contact with David Moses, and I think that's a pretty good way to write. I had another thought.
I do, too, and I'll wait till after this is over.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I'll talk to you after we close off so that everybody can go home. Jeff needs to go take his medicine. But anyway, home for the holidays, and then we'll see everybody for the parade. And I want everybody to have a great Thanksgiving. And
yes, please.
Be done.
Yep.
Your turn.
Okay, I think I've talked enough, and I've let my opinions be known. I do not feel at all bad about that. I still feel the same, regardless of what's been discussed, and I've made my expectations clear for each of us. So it is what it is. Home for Holidays, as of today, I have 50 vendors signed up. That's including food trucks. I'm planning on reaching out to them next week to finalize details as far as that goes. But the event vendors will begin selling at noon, with the other events happening later that evening. As soon as I have more detailed times, I'll make sure that everybody's made aware. That being said, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.